I see the command act very defective, because you cannot be fighting with someone who has a gun, who is ready to shoot at you, while you don't have an order to shoot or to return fire at him. So we are working now to get a new order so that we re-strategize the Operation Cowled procedures and strategy for the next action.
As you speak, where are the injured?
Three of them were in a critical condition, but the two are okay and they are in a hospital. One has even joined the operation again.
Is it possible to have their names?
Actually, security issues, we don't bring names out. That's why we don't want to mention the names.
How far have you gone with the evacuations? The other time you spoke to us, you indicated that you had, as at that time, you had driven about five groups of the cattle made up of about five.
Even the records I have here, I have 49 groups of cattle, and ranging from 4,000 per car to about 150 minimum. So if you drive five groups, nothing to write on about. We are in to intensify the operation that we can take all of them out of the land.
Will this in any way undermine the operation?
We are not perturbed at all. This has even strengthened us, because I was looking at the psychological effect on the military men, but I can assure you that even yesterday night, they wanted to move again. I said, they operation, not a night operation. So I'd rather to wait till the reinforcement. And this morning, I can assure you that there has been a serious reinforcement. I can tell you that the team is more stronger and more powerful than before.
At what specific location and at what time did it happen?
I think they went to Trebo also. They called me around 12:30. Incident happened around 11:30 to 12.
Keep up with the work. How soon do we foresee this exercise coming to an end?
If all the impediments are removed, my number one impediment was the district command.
Is there any assurance you would want to give to particularly people within your jurisdiction?
Actually, we have advised them not to go to farm for the next 7 days, because even if these Fulani are bold enough to shoot at security, the military and the police, how much more the farmers who are not trained and who are unarmed? So we advise them to stay cool in their houses for the next 7 days. We want to see that the police escape before they can embark on their normal activities.
DCE for Asante Achim North, Francis Otibuating, in that interview with our correspondent Nicholas Osewusu.